never having been to New York City. The other day, I was shocked to discover that a close friend of my son and daughter-in-law has never been to New York City. "Holy cow," I exclaimed. "You have to be kidding me," I said. "My, oh my, you have to go to New York City. It's a must." To provide a little background, the friend is a very accomplished father of three great youngsters, the oldest of which is five, married to a nurse-trained, wonderful wife. They're in their mid-30s. They were brought up in the Bay Area of California, part of a great family. Both have college degrees. He's worked for years in the medical technology field and is now the CEO of an electrical construction company with operations in the Bay Area and in the San Diego area of California. He and his wife have traveled extensively, having visited Costa Rica, Mexico, Indonesia, Ireland, Iceland, Morocco, England, Spain, Italy, Singapore, and China. But he has never been to New York City. Why, you may ask, is it important to have traveled to New York City? It is one of the greatest cities in the world, much less the United States. It has a vibrancy and diversity that's unmatched. You need to see it, feel it, eat in it, sleep in it, walk in it, take a taxi in it, and take a subway in it. You need to spend time in the September 11 Memorial. Visit the Metropolitan Museum of Art and other museums. Go to a Broadway play. Ride a bicycle around Central Park. Experience the different boroughs of Brooklyn, Queens, Staten Island, Manhattan, and the Bronx. You need to take the Staten Island Ferry. Visit Coney Island. Go to Rockefeller Center and Radio City Music Hall. Go to the top of the Empire State Building. Visit the neighborhoods of Greenwich Village, Soho, Hell's Kitchen, Harlem, the Upper East Side, Spanish Harlem, to name a few. You need to see a baseball game in Yankee Stadium. Take a walking tour of Little Italy. See Wall Street. Go visit St. Patrick's Cathedral, the Cathedral of St. John the Divine, and the small Trinity Church near Wall Street. You need to walk up and down Fifth Avenue and Madison Avenue. You need to go to a real New York deli. Spend time flying into LaGuardia Airport and flying out of JFK Airport. Take a Circle Line cruise around Manhattan. Take a tour of the Statue of Liberty and Ellis Island. Spend time in Bryant Park. Explore Times Square. Go inside the New York Public Library. Visit the Plaza Hotel. Sit on a bench in one of New York City's parks and take in the scene. Go to the NBC studios at Rockefeller Center and watch the Today Show live. Go to a concert or ballet or play in Lincoln Center. Walk or ride a bicycle across the Brooklyn Bridge. Find a way to experience the Holland Tunnel, the Lincoln Tunnel, the George Washington Bridge, and see City Hall. I just rattled these off the top of my head. With a little more thought, I could add dozens more. And I'm sure others that are listening to this will add their suggestions. There is so much to see and experience in New York City. The iconic landmarks and attractions. The unique neighborhoods and districts. The world-class dining and cuisine. The shopping and fashion. The Broadway shows and performing arts. The historical and cultural institutions. The architectural marvels. And the vibrant nightlife and entertainment. As phenomenal as all of this is, to me, the most important reasons to visit the Big Apple are to experience, one, its cultural diversity and exposure. New York City offers a cultural tapestry unlike anywhere else in the United States. It's a melting pot of cultures, languages, and traditions, providing visitors with an unparalleled opportunity to immerse themselves in a rich and diverse environment. And secondly, the city's energy and spirit. Perhaps the most compelling reason to visit New York City is to experience the energy and spirit of the city itself. from the hustle and bustle of Times Square to the tranquility of Central Park. New York City has a palpable energy that is both exhilarating and infectious. It's a place where dreams are made and anything feels possible, making it an essential destination for travelers seeking adventure, inspiration, and unforgettable experiences. It is this last point that is so true for me. As overwhelming as New York City is, I always find that whenever I visit the Big Apple, I find that I'm energized. It pumps me up. It gives me energy. I feel more alive. Full disclosure, I spent most of my youth in a suburban community some 50 miles from New York City. I worked and lived in New York City for 4 years in the 70s. My daughter went to college in the city and lived in the city for several years. She and her husband and two small children now live in a suburb of the city. In my mind, everyone has to spend time in New York City. It will be an unforgettable experience.
Be sure to subscribe to Meandering Musings wherever you get your favorite podcasts. For more about Neil Peterson and to read more Meandering Musings and travel essays, visit meanderingmusings.net. Like the podcast? Please help us grow our listenership. Tell your friends about Meandering Musings and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts.